This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Anna Lee and I'm from Korea. I like my name. My name is very special, very English name, because my religion is Catholic. So, yeah, my parents give me English name.
Here's a question for you, Anna. Are you a good traveler?
Yes, maybe.
Before you get on the plane, are you very calm or are you quite stressed? And
I'm very nervous, but very exciting, yeah.
Very excited?
Yeah.
Okay, well, our friend Eleanor isn't a very good traveller. As you're about to hear, she's very stressed and worried. Listen carefully and tell me, what is she worried about and why?
Have you got everything, Matt? Where's your passport?
Don't worry, Eleanor. It's in a really safe place. I'm not going to lose it.
Oh, gosh, Matt, I hope not. If you lost your passport, it would take ages to get another one. And it would cost you a fortune.
And if it cost me a fortune, I wouldn't be able to take you on holiday again, would I?
So what is Eleanor worried about and why?
They talk about passport.
She's worried. Yeah. About a passport.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go over to our grammar expert, Catherine, and we'll find out exactly what Eleanor is worried about.
Hi, Anna.
Well done.
Eleanor's worried about Matt losing his passport. She thinks it would take a lot of time and money to get a new one. But Matt told her it's in a safe place, so he isn't very likely to lose it. When we talk about things which are unlikely to happen, or which won't happen because they're impossible, we can use the second conditional. This structure puts if and the past simple together with would and the infinitive. Here's Eleanor.
If you lost your passport, it would take ages to get another one.
Let's break that down. First, she says, if you lost your passport. That's if, with a past simple verb, lost. The past simple shows that there's only a small possibility of this happening. To give the possible result of losing the passport, she uses would with the infinitive without to, like this.
It would take ages to get another one.
Here's another example. This time, Eleanor's using the short form of would.
And it'd cost you a fortune.
Of course, as well as would, we can use wouldn't.
And if it cost me a fortune, I wouldn't be able to take you on holiday again, would I?
Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Anna, did you hear what this week's grammar was about?
Second conditional.
Second conditional. Yes. You say that like an expert. Oh, the second conditional. Let's practice this piece of grammar. If I weren't a human being, Anna, I would be a cat. Tell me, if you weren't a human being, what animal would you be?
If I weren't a human being, I would be a monkey.
And if you could live anywhere in the world, Anna, where would you live?
If I can live all over the world.
Remember, it's the second conditional. So if you could, not if you can, that's the first conditional. Yeah. So if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? Try again.
If I could live anywhere, I would live in London.
Perfect. You would live in London. Well, you're very lucky because you do live in London.
Yeah.
Okay, Anna, I just want to practice pronunciation a little bit. Do you know the phonetic alphabet?
Yeah.
Can you say for me this symbol here?
Ooh.
Can you say this one?
Ah.
That's very good. Can you combine them? Say this one and then that one.
Ooh.
And again, a bit quicker.
What?
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 And now can you say would?
Would.
Brilliant. Next question. If you could meet someone famous, who would you meet?
Ah, Hugh Grant.
That was a very quick answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine that you're meeting Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
What would you ask?
Oh,
Hugh.
Oh my God. If I met Hugh Grant, I would ask the, can you take a picture with me? Oh my God. Oh.
Well done, Anna. You did really, really well in this week's Grammar Challenge. And don't forget, if you're listening to this program at home, to check out the Grammar Challenge webpage on bbclearningenglish.com for more information about the second conditional and also some fun quizzes. Goodbye.
bbclearningenglish.com